The first and foremost, the thing that is very different is whether you are personally responsible for delivering the results or actually rolling up your sleeves and doing the work. And depending upon what the nature of the company is or the role you have, it's a very different role. And I remember many, many years ago when I went on my first public company board, which was a long time ago, and it was a company called Dun & Bradstreet. And one of the things people said to me at the time is, you know, you're not responsible. Don't get into the weeds. You can provide advice and counsel, but you're not running this company. So remember, don't cross that line. And there really is a distinction between running something and having a point of view and helping them figure out how to deal with particular issues in the business. Of course, you have governance responsibilities that transcend all of those sorts of things. But you know, I think the first time you actually go from being responsible day in and day out, you're eating and breathing that company and all the people and all the issues 7 days a week, to actually being involved at a very different level, you have to kind of step back and think about how can I add value and how can I be helpful to the team, to the CEO. And oh, by the way, one of the most important ways to add value is because you are a step removed. How can you provide perspective? Because sometimes when you're in the thick of it, you kind of lose perspective on certain things and people don't notice things that are coming from the side. So I have found over time that different roles require a different approach. In the world of private equity, again, it's a very different kind of a set of responsibilities. First and foremost, you're looking at companies that we may be interested in acquiring. So you spend a lot of time understanding the business, but also understanding the existing leadership team and whether they have the capabilities to do what you think might be the right things to do for the company. But then once you have acquired the company, in our model, it's very similar to a model of being on the board. Yes, you ultimately own the asset and you got to make sure it performs, but your role is really coach and counsel. Much more than doing and basically being directive with the company. So there are quite significant differences, and I think being very clear about them and actually talking to the people you're working with and saying, how can I be most helpful, is one of the most important things you can possibly do. Because, you know, the last thing people want is you micromanaging them where it doesn't really add value. I'll just make two comments about what I think is consistent across whatever role you have in an organization. One of them I believe is super important that I've learned over many, many years is I jokingly call it opening up the windows and letting the air in, because people get very myopic and they get very narrow in their focus about the world in which they're operating in. And the most important thing you can do is go talk to customers, go figure out what's happening in the landscape of the business, and assume the market has changed. Just because it worked a certain way last year doesn't mean it's going to work that way next year, and your competitor set may be changing. So to me, that's one of the most important things we can do as leaders, is remind people, go see some customers, go worry about a new set of competitors, open up the windows, let some air in, you know, really rethink things. So that's one. The second thing that to me is equally important, and we'll get to this a little later, it's all about talent. If you don't have the right talent in the organization, it doesn't matter what you put on a PowerPoint presentation, what your Excel spreadsheet says. If you can't find the right talent and nurture that talent and get them to work coherently, then you're just not going to have any decent business performance.